Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're joined by a really incredible guest, a returning guest, one of my favorite people. And her name is Marjorie Wildcraft, and she teaches critical skills of growing food. But today is a focus on how to have your own homegrown medicine in times of emergency, and with the fact that the United States is being invaded, and the fact that wars are breaking out all over the world, and the fact that infrastructure for both food and medicine is crumbling by the day, some of it by design. We are facing mass starvation, I mean, engineered famine, price controls at the grocery stores, pestilence, you know, economic collapse, pretty much the four horsemen of the apocalypse is all coming. So welcome to the show, Marjorie. With that introduction, you're the perfect guest to have on today. How does that sound?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately it's accurate, right? You know, it's terrible, but yeah, I'm thinking while we're still having a sense of humor, I want to get the t-shirt. Welcome to the apocalypse of the early 2000s. But I think it's going to get way more serious here very, very quickly. And for people who know, they're already freaking out properly as they should be.
Okay. So yeah. Tell us about, I mean, you don't have to share details that you can't, but I understand that you have been you are consulting with some pretty capable, well-funded people who are now freaking out. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, I'm in El Salvador and this group of people, and I'm like, guys, I really don't have time to go to El Salvador. I mean, it's interesting, but, and they're like, no, please. We really need you here to talk to us about the coming famine, the logistics of it, and then how do we survive it, and what are some of the basic, and I'm like, this is awesome. I think it's awesome. I mean, everybody needs these skills, right? And and they're also very aware of what's going on and who the WEF is, and they're good. You know, I think they're on the right side, so I'm very happy to support them. But I think that's just an indication of where we are, that, you know, very, very high level up in the socioeconomic bracket, people are seeing what's going on, and they're becoming very proactive about their food supply and their medicine supply.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that typically people become wealthy by being able to anticipate what's coming and mm-hmm. then acting on that in advance, like, you know, making great investments in companies or great stock picks or understanding the trends that are happening in society. So if they're now seeing a famine is coming, you know, collapse is coming, that's an early indicator for the rest of us, or at least it should be if we're paying attention. Right.
Well, yeah, here's another thing about this group. And, you know, I'm here listening to deal flow and pitches and stuff, because that's a lot of what they gather for. And they're all looking to diversify out of the United States. In fact, most of the NATO countries, and they're looking to buy things like a cattle ranch in Argentina or food production somewhere. You know, I was talking to my son about this, and he's a pretty savvy young entrepreneur. And he's like, but mama, agriculture? And I'm like, yeah. You know, during the Great Depression, I know it's normally not a sexy business, but it's a solid business. And during these times, it will actually be surprisingly lucrative. So these people are smart. And Bill Gates, like, isn't he the largest private landowner of farmland in the United States?
Yes.
You know, it's not rocket science. You know, you got the equities market is way overblown in a bubble. The real estate market is now absolutely collapsing. You know, and then the next thing is going to be commodities, and we're going to have a commodity super cycle. And, you know, that's going to include food.
Well, now, on top of that, by the way, I think more and more Americans are coming to realize that their own federal government is waging a war against them.
Yeah.
The government is bringing in, you know, millions of migrants, depositing them in cities or towns across America, completely violating border protection. But also, government policies are shutting down farms and interfering with medicine. The whole medical industry is a nightmare. It's a wreck in America. You can't get hardly anything done at a doctor's office. You know, it's a nightmare. That's why over a year ago, when I almost cut off my index finger accidentally, I did not even go to the emergency room. I was like, screw it. You know, the bone's still there. I still have a ligament, part of a ligament. I'm just going to heal it myself. I'm not saying that's medical advice for everybody else, but that's what I chose to do. I'm like, the emergency room, they're just going to jab me with a bunch of crap and maybe put me on a ventilator and try to murder me for money. You know, screw that. I'll take my chances at home with my finger. But you've got a new course. I'm super thrilled to announce this. It's called Home Medicine Skills. This is going to be streaming for free at Brighteon University coming up September 21st. folks, and you can register for it right now. It's free to watch. Optionally, you can purchase the entire course as a download with bonus items, but it's free to watch if you just want to watch it for free each day. Again, brightyou.com. So Marjorie, what compelled you to create a home medicine course, as you're known mostly for how to grow food?
Yeah, because food and medicine are kind of the same thing. And a lot of times when you're growing food, that weed you're about to pull out is actually excellent medicine. And they really go hand in hand. And I'm really more about the home front. Like, how do you take care of your family, right? And I definitely love my guns and all that kind of stuff. But the day-to-day of living through this experience is going to be, you know, can you eat and can you take care of that fever or can you take care of that laceration because we're not used to chopping wood and now somebody's cut their leg open or, you know, all the different things that come up. And these skills are vitally, vitally, vitally important. To talk about the medical system, just to harp on it for a second, it's actually more than 100 years old and it was started intentionally by the Rockefellers. And they hired this guy, and I think his name was Fleischner, and he went around and he cherry-picked all the worst of the what we now call alternative medicine practitioners and began to highlight it. And then the Rockefellers used their influence with media to, like, just really show how bad that was. And at the same time, they started to infiltrate all the school systems and develop medical schools, and they started to develop pharmaceuticals, which they could patent and then control. And, you know, voila, we're here today with them continually taking over more and more and more of the medical system, whereas it, 100 years ago, it was all herbal medicine or homeopathy or, you know, just common sense things. And it was completely and intentionally usurped by the Rockefellers. And it really is it's a death care project, you know, like their ultimate goal is to get you. It's to get you on a long, like the rest of your life prescription for something you absolutely need. And it's the ultimate in a cash flow rev generation thing. Now, fortunately, and they made it like, you know, it's almost illegal to practice herbal medicine. I mean, most of the herbalists I know are doing this somewhat. Oops, I'm so sorry about that. They're doing this almost underground, like because. It unless you had a license, you know, you weren't allowed to practice. A lot of times I get on radio shows, you know, or, you know, the mainstream or whatever, and they're like, please don't use the C word. Don't use the T word, which is cure or treat or heal. Wow. And they're like, no, these words are like patented with or they're copyrighted or something. And you just don't use those words on air.
Well, hold on a second. Let me interject something here, because through all of human history, botanical medicine has been the go-to medicine for every culture. And as you say, the Rockefeller synthetic medicine, man-made medicine, which I would call, frankly, a satanic death cult medical system, has taken over, and they've tried to erase the cultural memory of herbal medicine. And to some degree, they have successfully done that. And then Google gets on board and erases search results for herbal medicine or herbal cures for cancer, of which there are many, many, many. I mean, I was just doing, I don't know if you know this, but I do nutrition Bible sermons now. So I teach the foods from the Bible. I was covering a black mulberry in a sermon yesterday. Black mulberry, if you go to PubMed and you look up the research, it has anti-cancer nutrients in it, anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, liver protective nutrients, on and on, all kinds of anthocyanins, which protect you from spike protein. So the medicines have always been there, but our medical system tries to destroy all of that. So I'm so happy that you're bringing it back, Marjorie.
Yeah, well, so as you know, Mike, I've done these summits for the past 10 years or more, where I'll gather 35 or 40 practitioners with alternative medicine or growing food, and we put it up very similar to what BrightU is doing. And so over the last decade, at least, I have been in touch with the top natural healers. And fortunately, I mean, these people are really heroes because they have kept to the old ways and they have kept to the traditions and they've kept to the herbs and they've kept to the, you know, the people's medicine all this time. And a lot of them actually, quite frankly, do practice in an underground manner because of the legal system that the AMA has control over. But fortunately, that knowledge and that wisdom we still have it. And now with electronics and video and presentations and things, we can easily transmit information to each other. And that's one of the incredible things about humans is we learn very quickly and we adapt very quickly. So I've cherry-picked the best, like the best 12 that I've done over the last decade. And but really, literally, I've got hundreds of presentations, but and every one of these presenters has been doing this for at least 20 or 30 or 40 years, you know, how to treat, you know, a broken bones or shock. Like there's 8 types of shock and 7 of them are lethal. You know, you see somebody who's just had an accident, you have to treat the shock. You know, it's anyway, this information is what I feel very, very precious. And I've always felt it was vitally important. I had no idea that we would really come to this point.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, you know,
out of the home medicine skills that you're presenting here with us at brightyou.com, what percentage of those involve things that people can grow themselves?
Oh, almost all of them. Yeah. I mean, that's always been my motif. You know, what can you grow yourself? Or better yet, what's already growing around you that you can use? Like right. A lot of people ask me, what medicines do I grow? And I actually don't grow that many because there's so many around me that I can wildcraft. You know, nettles, which people consider as a weed, is an incredible, you know, tonic, a nutritive tonic. It's, you know, comfrey, which is also considered a weed, is a wonderful material for making poulticing for broken bones or sprains or things like that. So a lot of times the plants that are just growing around you, and yeah, so my motif has always been, we're going to be dealing with an off-grid, grid down, there's no doctors, the grocery stores are boarded up type scenario. And now I'm like, oh my God, it's happening.
Yeah, it is. And also I've heard horror stories from people trying to get things like ivermectin, just taking weeks and weeks and some pharmacists refusing to even fill prescriptions. They're acting like doctors themselves, you know, trying to blockade certain drugs that they don't agree with. And it, you know, it's the system, the medical system in America, and I would say also in Canada and in the UK, basically Western civilization, the medical system is a collapsing, horrific nightmare, and it will not be sustainable. If people are dependent on those medicines, they're quickly going to find themselves having no supply chain whatsoever. What do you say about that?
Yeah, even something even more simple, like saline solution is apparently really in short supply in a lot of hospitals. You know, just some of the real basics are they're having supply chain problems with. So, you know, I will say if you've got a big leg that's cut open or something like that, or if you've got parts, or if you want to do diagnostics, their diagnostics are generally pretty good, but by and large, there's really nothing else in that system. And you're taking your life in your hands if you go into a hospital. You should really have somebody strong with you that's a medical advocate that can interrupt any process if you have to go into a hospital.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Well, and then, of course, you and I did a presentation that's in here on the antibiotics apocalypse, which is also happening.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's funny. Speaking of antibiotics, every plant grows some form of an antibiotic, every single one. Otherwise, their roots would be eaten by microbes almost instantly. Let me just pick it up. What I was saying that I was teaching a sermon about figs, and figs have a natural antibacterial molecule in them that can treat staph infections. And much the same is true with, you know, all kinds of other natural fruit and herbs and so on. The number of antibiotics is out there that's in nature is really strong. So Marjorie, what are some of your favorite plant-based natural antibiotic substances?
Hands down, garlic, I would have to say, is the number one. And it actually is the best home medicine for somebody who's just getting started. So it's very easy to grow. That is one of the ones I grow because garlic is not only great as a medicine, but as you know, like, if you're eating beans and rice forever, adding a little bit of garlic really makes that stuff go down a lot better, right? And appetite fatigue is a real deal. But seriously, and the way to prepare it is you peel a clove and as fresh a clove as you have as possible. Use a knife with the flat end of the blade to press down on it.
That's what I do, yeah.
So, and then, you know, take a teaspoon of that. Don't take it on an empty stomach because it's such powerful medicine and you'll
yes.
Right? Yeah. But so, you know, I like to eat it with a little butter. Some people eat honey. I'm not a big fan on the sugars in that, but honey is also a good natural medicine. And the reason garlic is so good is so most of your antibiotics, like penicillin or tetracycline or whatever, they're just one thing, right? They're just penicillin or tetracycline. And after a while, bacteria kind of figure out their way around that, and then they grow into, you know, some of those other totally antibiotic resistant forms of bacteria or disease. A garlic has at least 35 known antibacteria, can never get around all 35 of them. It's just too much. And so garlic cloves have been found in the pockets of this guy like named Otzi, who was a hiker that was found 5,000 years ago in the snow up in the Swiss Alps. And, you know, so these medicines have been used for forever. And
oh,
they
yeah.
work. Unfortunately, they're still effective today.
Let me mention, too, in terms of garlic, my dog had an ear infection at one point. And so I just took coconut oil and I did a garlic mm-hmm. infusion in the coconut oil and, you know, just yep. kind of soak the garlic in the coconut oil, blend it up and then strain it out. And then I put the coconut oil drops with garlic in his ears for a couple of days, you know, clears it right up. And the oil yep. just carries the garlic right where it needs to go. And it stays in there. You know, coconut oil gets into everything. It's really good at doing it. So you use that as your advantage, right?
Some wonderful antimicrobial properties itself, the coconut oil.
Absolutely.
And it's so soothing if that oil's just a little bit warm and you can rub it in and the dog will be loving you for it. You'll go
totally.
Rub some more, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You see, what's amazing to me is, again, how people have learned to reject natural medicine, which works better and it's safer and it's more effective, if not free. You know, you can grow your own garlic, like you said, you can grow your own antibiotic medicine versus
yes.
having to get permission from a state licensed doctor and having to go wait at the pharmacy. What's the deal with your phone?
I got to get that to shut up too.
You got to mute like, that thing.
Like the colossal day of things not working. oh gosh.
But
so
anyway,
we do
yeah.
have a whole variety of presentations and everything from like, what do you do emergency first aid for hatchet wounds or broken bones to, you know, how to begin as a never done any medicine before to all the way up to the other thing of, you know, elders in the herbal community have known forever the different herbs that you should take a little bit of every day to enhance your stamina, to enhance your longevity, and to give you more energy. So we have a spectrum of using these natural plant medicines for everything from first aid to treating chronic disease to actually enhancing your life and increasing the time that you have as well as the enjoyment you get out of it. So. I had a friend of mine ask me, you know, how many herbs you use a day? And I'm like, probably like 25 to 30 or something. Because, you know, another one we have, Cami McBride's a wonderful presenter, and she talks about spice rack remedies. And so a lot of the foods we eat, you know, you put, you know, hot pepper here and you put some cayenne there. You know, these things that you add to your food, they're doing that because they're carminatives and they help you digest those foods. So these recipes that we have that have been handed down for generations originated out of the ability because you know you're not just what you eat, you're what you digest. And so there's also a ton of medicine just in your spice rack, and so we have a really wonderful presentation about that.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're doing that. And let me ask you now, kind of shifting the focus, how important is the skill set in terms of what we understand is coming? In other words, you know, people right now, they could easily say, well, I don't need these natural medicines. I just go to the pharmacy or I go to the grocery store or whatever, and I just get these over-the-counter meds or prescription meds. How reliable is that going to be moving forward?
I don't think you're going to be able to count on that at all. I mean, we saw during the COVID experience how quickly the grocery stores will shut down and you have to wait in lines. So, you know, and as we discussed earlier, the medical system is collapsing right now. I you need to get started right now, because like with everything, it's going to be a new skill, and it's better to do it. In fact, this is the way to get started, is to just, there's going to be something that'll show up in your family, something small that you, you know, you've treated many, many times. It's not like necessarily life and death threatening. But if you say, okay, instead of running for that cough syrup or whatever, let me try making my own elderberry cough syrup and trying it. You know, start with small things, but it is going to be essential, because the medical system is going, it's collapsing already, as well as the food system and every other system that we depend on. You have to get massive amounts of self-reliance going right now. And is it good to stock up on some of these medicines? Yeah, if it's something that you rely upon, especially if you've got a prescription drug out for something that you apps, you should have some of that stored up. And I promise you, for almost every natural herbal alternatives that you can use. For example, I have a girlfriend of mine who her thyroid was taken out when she was 17. And actually, she became an herbalist after she started to realize that, oh my God, there were a bunch of alternatives and they didn't need to do that to me. But, you know, so what does she, she's like, you know what? The thyroids of animals, like I raise rabbits, I can use that and dry it. And she started to figure out how to be able to duplicate that medicine on her own, because they took her thyroid out. So, I mean, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, all these things, there are already a huge amount known in the alternative medical world. And there's, you start doing that right now. You can absolutely heal. You're meant to be healthy. Your body wants to be healthy. If you can start getting it the right nutrients and the right medicines and making some lifestyle shifts and changes.
Okay, you cut off just a little bit there, but we're doing the best we can. I would argue, Marjorie, that Western civilization, as currently configured under its what I call shadow food system and shadow medicine system, and I use the word shadow because they're a faint shadow of what real food should be or real medicine should be. I believe that Western civilization is on track to collapse, because you can't have, and by the way, interesting politically, like RFK Jr. is talking about this, and him joining with Trump, you know, the MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, is starting to finally talk about the things that you and I have talked about for, you know, going on 20 years, right? But you can't have a sustainable civilization if your people are all poisoned and intoxicated and obese and diseased all the time. And that's the model. That is the model of the sick care system that we live under. Do you agree with me that that system cannot continue much longer?
I'm really glad that the conversations at RFK are starting to like become well known. But as you said, most of us who are aware have known about this for years. I'll bring up the Deagle Report, which is a military think tank that years ago, they used to have this thing up on their website. And then when it got too much attention from the alternative media, they took it down. But they're projecting that by 2025, 65% of the population in the United States will have died off. I mean, that's like next year, right?
Right.
And and 77% in the UK. It looks like most of the NATO nations. Now, it's not everywhere across the planet. There are some places that actually maintain their population fairly well. And I always wondered, how would they do that? You know, and when the COVID rolled out, I thought, oh, maybe that's it. And now COVID has been difficult, but it's nowhere near 65% of our population. And then further reading on what their explanation for that was, it's financial collapse is what is much more devastating. As you know, our history has been modified, like unbelievably so. And the devastation due to financial collapse has definitely been underrepresented. But I'm looking at, you know, what is the military statistics, that 3/4 of our youth aged 18 to what, 28 or 36, 3/4 of the American population are unfit for military duty, right? What is the levels of obesity in this country? You know, it's just insane, right? We are fundamentally a very, very unhealthy people, and given any kind of stress, like, right, already food prices have pretty much doubled in the last couple of years. They will double again, like probably in the next 3 to 6 months. What kind of stress is that going to put on people, right? And then they'll double again in an even shorter period of time. Yeah, that's just one thing.
I want to give you credit, Marjorie, because in our last interview, you predicted the doubling of food prices, and you were right on. They have doubled despite the government lies and cover-ups about all of that, and the prices are continuing to go higher. And now we have Kamala threatening government price controls for the government to set the prices at retail, saying that grocery stores are price gouging. You and I both know, Marjorie, our audience knows, that's going to lead to empty shelves, you know, communist-style food shortages, food rationing, food lines, government permission to even buy a loaf of bread. You know, that's what they're talking about doing on purpose. Incredible.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and that will create a black market in food, which I would say, you know, that's coming. You might as well get involved in that black market in food right now, you know, because it's going to be the healthier food options. So, you know, get to know your local farmers, get to know your local herbalists, start growing your own food, start making your own medicine. It is going to require massive amounts of self-reliance, because all those systems, regardless of how, and they are not going to do so, we're about to hit that wall, you know, very, very, very soon. I'm concerned this election, like, I'm actually kind of laughing at it and calling it an erection, because it's kind of like that. It's like this erection we're going to have, nobody's going to believe it. It doesn't matter, you know, if Kamala by whatever wins, then, you know, all the Trump supporters are going, they're armed, right? They're ready to go. And then if Trump wins, well, the liberals aren't really armed, but they brought in that 30 million of armed Venezuelans or whatever. Like, no matter what, we're going to have, it's going to be huge, a mess. So, you know, you can see it coming. And then that whole October 7th thing that happened last year with the Hamas, they're setting up and staging World War III. The 2015 food chain reaction scenario, which was done and paid for by Cargill, absolutely talked about this. A famine of biblical proportions. That's their headline. They know, because they're organizing it. So, welcome to the apocalypse. The really good news is we do have solutions for everything, and those solutions are incredibly healthy, and they're incredibly, you know, proactive. They're not that difficult. They're things that people have done, like, throughout history. So, you know, we can do this.
Well, let me mention, I agree with you, but let me mention another scenario that is rapidly emerging. So, you know that the vaccines, I don't know what percentage of the U.S. population took the jabs, but something, maybe, let's call it 2/3.
That's what my guess is, yeah.
About 200 million people. Now, the spike protein, it interferes with the chromosomal repair mechanism, where the body naturally repairs what are called double-strand breaks using a process called NHEJ, an end joining. It reattaches the chromosomes. Now, that is suppressed 90% by the presence of the spike protein. Now, if you combine that with a low level of background radiation fallout from war, and right now, the UK and the US just announced they're going to approve long-range missile attacks by Ukraine into Moscow. So you're going to start seeing missiles going into Moscow. Yeah. This is obviously designed to provoke Russia into nuking cities of Western Europe, like the military bases in Poland or Romania or other areas. Nukes start flying. You get background radiation fallout across the Northern Hemisphere. That then causes ionizing double-strand breaks in the chromosomes of the people. And then all those people injected with the jabs can't repair the DNA damage, and they go like full-blown mutant cancer victims, and they die off within a year. That scenario is literally happening if the nukes fly.
Yeah. Well, even without the nukes, I mean, I haven't looked at the numbers, but the turbo cancers are absolutely accelerating.
Yes,
and that's,
clearly.
You know, clearly vaccine related. I mean, that's that jet that the commercial airliner that went down on the way to Brazil, because those cancer researchers had a direct correlation between the vaccine and turbo cancers as well as a cure for cancer, for like all cancers. Yeah, so sad that, you know, but so clearly brutal of who it is that we're dealing with that has been running this planet. Yeah, Mike, we're in a world of hurt. We got to do something.
Well, that's, you know? That's why people have got to take advantage of this. Let me give the dates out again. The streaming, first of all, go to brightyou.com, and it's called Home Medicine Skills. It's free to watch, folks. It's free. There's no better price than free. You can register for it right now. It begins streaming September 21st, which I believe is a Saturday. And you can optionally purchase it. You can download all the files and get the bonus items if you purchase it. Your funds will help support Marjorie's work, her organization, the Food Grow Network, as well as some of the revenues come to Brighteon to support our platform as well. So it's a revenue share for us, but it's totally your choice, folks. You want to support Marjorie's work and support our platform, go ahead and purchase the course. If you can't afford to purchase it, watch it for free. We welcome that. We'll pay for the streaming. Give you the knowledge. Share this with your friends. Get the word out there for as many people as possible. And also, Marjorie, are you okay if people buy the course and they get the downloads, is it okay if they share those files with a neighbor or a friend or a family member?
You might as well. Yeah, absolutely. Also, if you buy the course, there's like 27 other videos that I included in there. And some of them are particular to a particular, like Lyme disease. There's a guy that 30 years, he's been treating Lyme disease naturally. In case somebody in my group or somebody in my family has Lyme disease and I need to know how to treat it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is definitely a time to be hoarding information, especially information like this that comes from people who have been living this for decades and have knowledge that you just aren't going to find anywhere else, especially on the internet.
That's right.
Yeah. And I really encourage it actually to share them, because I've always lived a purpose and mission driven life, and we do need revenue in order to keep operating. But at this point in time, we are at war, and it is humans fighting for humanity. This is a spiritual war. And if there's anything I can do to help you, you know, get going, by the way, there is a bonus if you buy the package, and that is we have a whole section where I have an AMA, and I would love to talk to you personally. But I'm also available anytime, because we have to win this. We really, really do. And they really, whether it's Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, or they're trying to kill anywhere from half to 95% of us. And those of us who are capable need to be strong to be able to make it through this and to rebuild this thing, and hopefully to defeat these guys. Because, you know, the future that they're talking about with the control and the chips, oh my God, I just saw that patent that Bill Gates has done, the one that's patent number 2020060606, is a real thing. It's the mark of the beast. It's a chip that goes in you, and they track you everywhere, and you earn crypto if you do the right thing, and if you do the wrong thing, they take it away from you. I mean, we're living in this biblical, insane time. And, you know, going back to these simple things, I know people go, oh, Marjorie, it's just simple. I'm like, yes, it's simple. It's what our ancestors did, and they lived healthy, long lives. And it just takes a little bit of practice. That is the saving grace in this whole thing, is that these things still are available to us.
They are indeed. They're available. And again, they're free with this docuseries. And thank you, Marjorie, for giving us permission to broadcast this. And I wasn't aware that you have 27 additional interviews as bonus items when people purchase the course. And I should mention, people can purchase it right now, actually, in advance of it running. If you just go to brightyonuniversity.com, all spelled out, brightyonuniversity.com, you can purchase the full course. Or you can go to brightyou.com, register, watch it for free, or purchase it later and help support Marjorie's work and support our platform as well. So Marjorie, it's great talking with you. I'm sorry we had a little bit of some bandwidth glitches here and there, but you're in El Salvador teaching people to be prepared. God bless you for doing that. Thank you for everything that you've given to humanity. And I agree with you. There is an extermination effort underway to try to kill off billions of people. And if we spread information like this course, we can become hard to kill, and not just hard to kill, but more self-reliant, more joyous, more abundant, more healthy for our futures. Once we defeat these evil bastards, we take our future back for humanity. It's this kind of knowledge that's going to be the pillars of civilization. So thank you for bringing us that, Marjorie.
That is so well said, Mike. Thank you also for what you do and getting people prepared. And we need to. And the hour is near. So
yes, it is.
Anything I can do to help.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Marjorie. have a great speaking engagement there in El Salvador. Safe journeys to you. Thank you for joining us today. And for all of you watching, of course, the website to sign up is brightu.com. It's just the word bright followed by the letter U. Like, it's short for Brighton University, but brightu.com. Sign up there. And there you can see it begins streaming September 21st. You do not want to miss this one. These are skills that can help keep you alive in these very difficult times that are coming. And, you know, if you didn't believe it before, well, just check out the news headlines right now. There are towns in America that are being invaded by migrants that, according to some people, are running around like killing the geese in the city park and eating people's kittens. That's just the beginning, folks, of what's coming. There are gangs that have taken over buildings in Colorado, and those same gangs are now in some cities and some apartment complexes in Texas. America is being invaded. The infrastructure is not reliable. That's food infrastructure, medical infrastructure, even the law enforcement infrastructure, electricity, all of it. You better have backup plans for every single thing that keeps you alive. So again, register at brightu.com. And thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless you all, and I wish you the best in the difficult times that are straight ahead.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.